朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我们很快看看在这段圣经里面，主耶稣怎么样在两方面来帮助这些门徒从关闭的里面出来。
And here we like to focus on how Jesus was able to lead the disciples to come up, out of isolation.
19 节21节耶稣说愿你们平安 shalom.
And 19th and the 21st,peace be with you or shalom.
Shalom 是犹太人他们见面这个很习惯的打招呼的话。
Shalom is a customary greeting words among Jews.
就好像中国人见面第一句话说吃了饭没有一样。
Just like a Chinese would greet each other, have you eaten yet?
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹请注意。
But dear brothers and sisters,
我知道我一讲吃饭了没有大家都有会心的微笑。
Whenever I mention, have you eaten yet, and you realize what I mean.
但是我要问一个问题，当我们习惯说见面说你吃了饭没有。
As we have this habit of asking someone, is your stomach full?
如果我们明显的看见一个人饿得半死跑到你面前，我想你再习惯说你吃饱了没有，你大概也不会跟他讲你吃饱了没有。
If someone has starved into near death, you would never ask him, have you eaten yet?
除非你问他你吃饱了没有，他说没有，然后你说来，我这里有东西给你吃，对不对？
Unless you have food prepared for him when a starving person is approaching you, and you would be able to ask him, would you like to eat some?
主耶稣那天讲愿你们平安，他不是单单一个犹太人的习惯招呼而已。
So when Jesus greeted his disciples and told them, peace be with you, this goes beyond an ordinary greeting.
因为他看见他们的害怕，他知道他们的软弱。
Because he saw and he realized.Their situation.
他晓得他复活了，但是门徒一败涂地。
He knew that he has resurrected, but his disciples were all defeated.
他知道他得胜了，但是门徒还没有得胜。
He was victorious, but his disciples has not reached that.
他知道他们里面没有平安。
He knew that they did not have peace.
但是他见到他们说 Shalom, 愿你们平安。
But when he saw them, he said, Peace be with you.
因为给平安的主本身就有丰富的平安。
Because he is the source of peace.
他不只是给平安，他就是平安的本身。
Not only he gives peace, but he is also the peace himself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在这里我们看见他第一句说愿你们平安的时候，到底耶稣的目的是什么？
So what's the purpose of Jesus saying peace be with you in the first time?
我给他取一个题目叫自我的重建。
I gave him a theme is called to rebuild the disciples.
因为那个时候这些门徒自我的形象非常非常的低，非常非常的差。
Because at that time the disciples' self-image had reached the lowest point.
为什么我们会怕？
Why was that we were afraid?
因为他强我弱，所以我怕。
Because he is strong, I'm weak. Therefore,
为什么我怕？因为他大我小，所以我怕。
Because I'm small and he is big, therefore I'm afraid of him.
为什么我怕？因为他高我矮，所以我怕。
And I'm short and he's tall, therefore I'm scared of him.
所以一个怕的人是一个自我形象非常弱的人。
So a person who is afraid, which means his self-image is low.
所以主耶稣在这里来重建这些门徒的自我。
So here, the Lord is here to rebuild their self-image.
弟兄姊妹，我们要注意一件事情。
We have to be careful about one thing.
圣经教导我们要舍己，并不是要我们变成自卑。
The Bible teaches us how to give up ourselves. It doesn't mean we should be self-pity.
圣经要我们自我重建，并不是要我们骄傲。
To rebuild your self-image does not mean you should be very proud.
所以主耶稣要在那天处理一个相当严肃的一个问题。
So the Lord was treating a rather serious question that day.
因为要让这些门徒重新建立他们自我的形象。
Because he wanted them to build rebuild themselves about their self-image.
我们怎么样让人看见他的这个自我形象？
And how do we let other people to see my image?
我们让他知道他真正的弱点在哪里。
We need to see his true weakness.
然后我们告诉他，在他里面有一些潜力，怎么样把潜力发挥出来。
And through such, we can discover his potential.
但是非常稀奇的，耶稣并不是用这样的一个做法。
But Jesus did not take this approach.
耶稣不是说让他们看见他们里头的潜力。
And Jesus did not let them to see their own potential.
我知道，我相信，我们都同意，他们里面有潜力。
We all agree that the disciples have their potentials.
但是耶稣怎么样让他们建立自我呢？
But then how did Jesus help them to build themselves?
圣经说，耶稣来站在当中。
Says Jesus came and stood among them.
站在他们的当中，然后说，愿你们平安。
And stood among them and said,Peace be with you.
请注意后面他就说，把他的手和肋旁给他们看。
And after said this, he showed them his hands and his side.
然后圣经说，门徒看见主就喜乐。
Then says disciples, after they saw the Lord, they were overjoyed.
门徒不是看见他们自己的潜力就喜乐。
The disciples were not happy because they saw their potentials.
我猜想。大概这就是基督教和今天一般的心理学不同的地方。
I believe to myself, this marks the distinction between Christianity and today's psychology.
我们今天看人的潜力并没有错。
Yes, indeed, we look into a person's potential.
因为我们不认识我们自己。
Because we don't know ourselves.
我们需要神的光照，看见我们里面是有潜力的。
We need the Lord to help us to see our own strength.
但是只看见潜力。迟早我们还会失败软弱。
But only build upon your own personal strength, you will fail one day.
因为耶稣在这里给我们看见，他给我们看见的是他自己。
Because what Jesus has shown us here is for us to see himself.
看见什么呢？
What did they see?
看见这位来到他们当中的这位主是复活的主。
To see this Lord was standing among them is the resurrected Lord.
所以我们自我的肯定是跟他的复活有关系。
So our self-assurance comes with his resurrection.
然后给他们看手的钉痕，给他们看肋旁的枪伤。
Then let them to see the wounds on his hands and on his side.
什么意思呢？
What did that mean?
给他们看见这位为他们钉十字架的耶稣基督。
To let them see this Lord who had been nailed and who was the one with the suffering.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，只有十字架和主的复活能够让我们在主的面前被肯定。
Only his cross and his resurrection can give us the assurance in front of him.
我们要小心在教会里面的侍奉。
We should be careful about our work in the church.
我常常勉励弟兄姊妹，我也自己勉励我自己。
I often encourage you also myself.
我们很难分辨我们今天服侍主是凭着我们这几把刷子呢，还是上帝给我的特别的恩典。
And when we're able to serve the Lord in the church, whether it's because my own ability or because the Lord's grace.
所以今天在北美的华人教会可以说是一个非常非常有策略性做工的对象。
Yes, indeed, the Christians in North America formed a very strategic Christians for us to work.
今天在这个时代，有许多的教会走上比较偏重感性的路。
Many of the churches in this world had turned to be rely more on emotional feelings.
每一次回台湾，我就有这种感觉。
And every time I returned to Taiwan, and this feeling came to me.
我发现台湾的教会有许许多多是比较偏重于感性方面。
And many churches in Taiwan, they pay more emphasis on your feelings or your emotions.
如果那边太感性，是一个极端的话。我们要小心，我们这边太理性也是另外一个极端。
If emotional become one extreme, to be too rational can also become another extreme.
我们都是一些理性的人。
We are all very rational people.
我们小心不要用属世的理性来代替了属灵的那个平衡。
And we should be able to balance between your rational side and your emotional side.
那你说，哎呀，感谢主，他们看见主就喜乐，我们今天看不见主怎么办？
And it says, well, they were overjoyed because they saw the Lord, and we can't see him today.
请你们注意看二十九节。
And then let's see verse 29.
耶稣对多马说，你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。
And Jesus told Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
没有办法三言两语讲解释这节圣经。
It would take much longer time to explain this verse.
但是让我们学习怎么样用信心来看见现在在我们中间的主耶稣基督。
Let us all learn how through our faith we can see this resurrected Lord among us.
我说过马太福音是讲以马内利的一本福音书。
I've said the gospel according to Matthew is talking about how the God was with us, Emmanuel.
马太福音第一章二十三节说要跟他取名叫以马内利，神要与你们同在。
It says in the first chapter of Matthew that the Lord will be with you because it will be called Emmanuel.
到了二十八章最后一节二十节，耶稣说我要与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And the very concluding verse of that book it says, "I will be with you till the ends of the world."
所以马太福音是以以马内利开始。与我们同在到世界末了来结束。
So the gospel according to Matthew started with Emmanuel and ended with the Lord will be with you forever.
弟兄姊妹，让我们学习用信心操练什么叫做主与我们同在。
So let us have the discipline of learning the Lord's presence through our faith.
二十一节到二十三节，我们看见另外一部分。
From verse 21 through 23, we see a different aspect.
请注意，耶稣没有停到二十节就放他们走了。
And Jesus did not stop at verse 20.
十九节到二十节是自我的重建。
Verse 19 through 20 is to rebuild the self-image of those disciples.
二十一到二十三节是责任的托付。
And verse 21 to 23.The Lord has entrusted a certain responsibility to His disciples.
我们记得几个礼拜以前，郑连德牧师在这里分析到今天世界的情形。
A few weeks ago, Reverend Zen shared about the situation.
大家记得他提到，这个世界有三个现象。
And he shared about three phenomena in this world.
记不记得？第一个是忙碌。
The first one was business.
第二呢，紧张。
The second is nervousness.
第三个是什么呢？孤单。
The third is loneliness.
发现我比你们专心听到哈，你们都忘记了啊。一个是忙碌，一个是紧张，一个是孤单。
The business,
你马上忘记。
Nervousness and the loneliness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天这个时代不可能不忙。
There's no way for you to stay leisure in this world.
我们可以设法消除紧张，对付孤单，但是今天不可能不忙。这个时代不可能游手好闲。
And there may be ways for you to deal with loneliness or other symptoms, but there's hardly any way for you to stay out of being busy.
我觉得今天的问题不是忙。
I don't think the problem here is busy by itself.
我觉得今天的问题是忙，要忙得有方向，忙要忙得有意义。
The real solution is to have the proper direction of what you're busy about.
每天我们回家吃晚饭的时候都累得不得了，对不对？
We all feel tired and exhausted when we come home for our dinner every day.
我们觉得我们一天实在够忙。
We really feel that we are busy enough.
讲起来很可怕，说一个人一天不忙，这个很可怕的事情。
It's rather hard to imagine if someone says I'm not busy.
尤其我们这些偶尔被人家称为 workaholic 的人呢，突然不忙，那反而变成一种病态。
Especially among the workaholics, if he's not busy anymore and he's sick.
所以耶稣不要他们这些门徒永远留在房子里面。
So that Jesus did not want them to stay to be locked behind.
对当时的关闭的基督教来讲
，to those isolationists,
主耶稣在那里给他们带来突破。
The Jesus brought them a breakthrough.
很快，我必须没有时间解释，很快提一下，他用三件事情来给他们突破。
He told them three things for the breakthrough.
他第一差遣他们出去。
First, he commissioned them for a mission.
请注意哦，这个差遣跟关闭刚好是相对的，对不对？
To be commissioned is opposite of to be self-isolation.
关闭是关在房子里面。
To be isolated is to be locked up in a house.
差遣是让他们出去。
To be sent is to be commissioned to go somewhere.
那么出去哪里
？Where are they going?
主耶稣说：“父怎么样差遣我，我照样差遣你们。”
How how the God has sent me, this is how I will send you.
他在这里不是说你要看庄稼已经熟了是不错，在约翰福音第四章讲到这样的话。
Yes, indeed, he said that the harvest is ready to be reaped.
在第一马太福音第九章也告诉他们说，看到庄稼已经熟了。
And yes, he repeated the same thing again in the Matthew.
但是在这里我们发现主耶稣不是让他们看这个世界，不是看灵魂，不是看外面的需要。
But yes, Jesus did not emphasize the word the needs at that point.
耶稣给他们看见是说，父怎么差遣我？换句话说，我已经被差遣出去了。你们要看见那个在外面的被差的那个我。
He emphasized instead.How he, the person who has already been sent by the Father, the person that will be the model for you.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督，哥罗西书告诉我们说，耶稣基督是我们的一切。
Yes, the Bible also said Jesus is all of us.
戴德生牧师讲了一句很深的话，他说：“基督是我的环境。”
Christ is my atmosphere.
我觉得这句话对我有很深很深的一个帮助。
This has a profound help with me.
我们在里面看见基督。
Yes, we saw Jesus in it.
受死的基督。
And how he has been crucified.
复活的基督。
How he's resurrected.
然后我们看外面，也看到那位被天父差遣出去的基督。
Then in this world, we see how the Jesus was sent.
然后向他们吹一口气，说你们受圣灵。
Then he breathed on them and said,receive the Holy Spirit.
我们稍微读一点圣经就知道，这吹一口气，这不是第一次。
We know this is not the first time and said the Lord had breathed on something.
创世纪二章七节，上帝第一次向人吹一口气。
Genesis chapter 2 and how the Lord breathed on people.
旧约是希伯来文写。
The Old Testament was written in Hebrews.
那么他们翻译成希腊文的时候，那个吹一口气和这个地方的吹一口气是同样一个字。
This is the same word used the breathing in the Genesis as the word that used here in John.
所以我们看见这两样东西有关系。
So we see these two are related.
创世纪二章七节，创造的主向人吹气，使人与万物有别。
So here in the Genesis chapter 2 says the Lord breathed on the creations. So the people will be separated from the rest of the creation.
复活的主向教会吹气，使教会与世界有分别。
Therefore, when the resurrected Lord breathed on the church then is separated from the rest of the world.
我们有时间再深入的解释。
And we don't have enough time to go deeper from here.
但是请注意，这里提到圣灵。
But here it talked about Holy Spirit.
从创世纪第一章一直到启示录二十二章
，throughout the whole Bible，
我们看见每一次圣经里面提到圣灵，一定有另外一样东西配在一起。
Whenever Holy Spirit was mentioned， there's always something else will come along。
圣灵一定要配上圣言，神的话。
Holy Spirit always comes along with a message。
刚才柯姊妹唱的诗歌。我个人非常非常的喜爱。
I especially like the special music presentation just now.
When God is near, so near I can hear His voice. So near I can hear Him speak to me. 他跟我近到一个地步，我听见他跟我说话。
When God is so near, so near I can hear Him speak to me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这两样东西不能偏，神的话，神的灵。
His spirit.And his words.
我们这些，我一直今天强调，我们这些重理性的人，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们需要有更强烈、更明显圣灵的工作在我们当中。
Yes, especially among the so-called rational people, we need the work of the Holy Spirit.
但是最后，主耶稣说：“你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免。”
And lastly, said the Lord says, "For if you give forgiven anyone, they will be forgiven."
这个地方不是说上帝把赦罪的权柄给我们这些人。
The Lord did not give us the authority to forgive anyone.
如果今天哪一个人说我代表教会为赦罪的权柄，这是异端，这是错误。
If someone says on behalf of the church, I have the power to forgive you, that's a cult.
因为这节圣经告诉我们，乃是说去宣告主的赦免，宣告主的权柄。
And here it means is to proclaim the authority of the Lord himself to be able to forgive.
神在起初的教会做了这两件工作。
The Lord had worked on these two things during the early church.
我记得寇绪远监督讲过一句话。
I remember Bishop Cole once mentioned.
他说无所不能的上帝在他的大爱的里面把自己陷在不能的里头。
The most powerful, ever powerful Lord has submit himself into a powerless situation.
他把自由意志给人，换句话说，就把他的无所不能打了折扣。
And he give people the ability to make their own will. Therefore, that becomes a discount of his own power.
他说他的不能在非基督徒的身上用三个字来代表。
He characterized the inability among the Christians with three words.
进不去。
You cannot enter,
因为神把自由意志给你。
Because the Lord has entrusted you with your own will.
你信耶稣不信耶稣是你个人决定，外面的人没有办法强迫你。
It is your personal decision whether you want to accept the Lord or not.
但是呢，那个无所不能的神在基督徒的身上的一个不能是什么呢？
But what is the inability of the Lord among Christians?
非基督徒是进不去。
For non-Christians, that his will may not enter.
基督徒是出不来。
And in Christians, is he cannot extract such belief.
耶稣在我们里面。
The Lord is in our hearts.
但是我们关闭住。
But we are self-isolated.
人不能从我们身上看见这位复活的基督。
People cannot see this resurrected Lord.
求主帮助我。
May the Lord help us.
让我们转败为胜。
So we can turn defeat into victory.
我们盼望从今以后我们见面说平安，分手我们说平安。
I hope from now on we can greet each other with peace and we can depart with greeting of peace. Let us pray.
天父，求你打开我们信心的眼睛。
Lord, we ask you to open up our eyes of faith.
看见你的同在。
So we can see your ever-presence.
求你浇灌我们，充满我们，用你自己的圣灵。
Please fill us with your Holy Spirit.
你的话常相左右与我们同在。
And your words will be with us forever.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
让我们每一个人，让我们的教会能够转败为胜。
Let us individually, as well as a church in whole, we can turn defeat into victory.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。